Most of the Midwest will likely see dry weather today and will probably experience a bit of a mild start to the day, but a warming trend is expected, and we'll see the temperatures peak out tomorrow afternoon. Just ahead of rain, we'll probably see some thunderstorm activity possibly coming with the precipitation tomorrow. I don't expect it to be heavy right across the heart of the Midwest, but to the south in the lower Mississippi River Basin area, we will see some heavier rains in that particular region. Most of the precipitation is expected to begin overnight tonight and into tomorrow morning in the upper portions of the Midwest. Those areas will likely see rain and rain changing to snow, but we probably won't see that kind of situation occur across the lower parts of the Midwest. It'll all occur as rain, and again, there'll be some thunderstorms possibly across parts of the region as well. The skies are mostly fair this morning across a big part of the Midwest. We still have a variable wind field out there. The winds are blowing out of the northwest in the eastern parts of the region and out of the southeast in the west. So we expect to see the warming trend occur in those western areas where temperatures are already in the 40s this morning across that area. Temperatures in the 30s common across the central and eastern portions of the Midwest. Those temperatures are expected to peak out tomorrow afternoon just ahead of that next frontal system and the rain event that's going to come with it. The afternoon readings tomorrow will probably be in the 60s and some 70s across the lower parts to the Midwest, with 50s likely across the southern Great Lakes region. That'll compare to temperatures today, which will contrast from 40s and 50s in Michigan and parts of Ohio into Indiana. The two readings will be in the 60s and even some lower 70s in the rest of the production region. Those lower 70s should be mostly eastern Kansas and western Missouri today. A little bit later in the week, on Thursday afternoon, another contrast in temperatures will occur across the region, with 40-degree readings likely in the northwest, while most of the central and eastern parts of the Midwest see one more day of 60 and lower 70-degree temperatures before that cooler air and rain overspread in the biggest part of the region. High temperatures on Friday afternoon will be limited to the 40s and 50s in most of the Midwest, and we'll try to start warming things up as we get into the weekend, but it may be limited to the western portions of the region. Our lowest temperatures at night will probably end up cooling down into some upper 20 and 30-degree readings over the weekend, but until then, we'll probably see quite a few warm mornings. Tomorrow, we'll probably see a few 30s in Ohio and Michigan and parts of Indiana, but everybody else is going to be in the 40s, even some lower 50s in the southwestern Corn Belt. Those 40s and 50s will be common in most of the Midwest as we get into Thursday morning, and then everybody will start that cooling trend as we go from Friday into the weekend. Now, the precipitation potentials across the region are going to be high, as I said, as we go through the night tonight and tomorrow morning across a fair amount of the northern and western parts of the Corn Belt. The heart of the Midwest will probably see its precipitation most significantly tomorrow afternoon, and especially tomorrow night into Thursday morning. At that point, we'll see widespread rain, and amounts should be mostly in a moderate range, probably running a couple tenths upwards to 3/4 of an inch, and maybe an isolated 1-inch amount in a few spots. But the precipitation will be fairly quick going, and there will be some snow that falls in the uppermost parts of the region. After that system passes through, we'll have a reinforcing shot of cool air coming along as we get into the Friday-Saturday time period, and then we'll be in a dry mode for a while. Probably the next weather system of significance for the region will hold off until the latter part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.